FAM Radio Network.
Each song has a character. We have, like, people dressing up. One of us will dress up as a penguin or a water drop to teach about the water cycle boogie, or a penguin would teach about penguins in the penguin parade. So there's funny costumes we're dressing in. We get the teachers or adults to dress up and as a sea star, perhaps. There's, we sing about the tide pools. We get kids up dancing in the tide pool boogie. We bring kids on stage to be trees in our song, I'm a Tree.
Welcome to Music and Learning. I am Marianne Harmon.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for being with us. And thank you, Natalie, for sitting in. Long before green became a buzzword, you and the other slugs have been singing environmentally conscious songs. Tell us how and why that came to be.
Well, in the early 1980s, all four slugs worked at environmental education schools in San Mateo County. And we'd have kids coming in every week, and they'd stay all week with their teachers. So we'd have 150, 200 kids in a resident program, and we were the teachers, the naturalists. And we started to sing. Not only would we lead them on hikes, but we'd write and sing songs at night at the campfires, and songs started to be written about teaching about environmental ed. And so that's how we all met in the early 80s. And then in 1985, the Banana Slug String Band started, and we released our first recording called Songs for the Earth.
Research has shown that when children learn through music, they remember better. Do you believe that children are more likely to be eco-friendly adults if they learn about the environment through music and song?
I believe we've gotten many letters and communications of people that have said that our music was very impactful in their lives and actually led them into a teaching career or an environmental career, environmental teaching. Also, many teachers write us letters saying that the music is instrumental in helping kids remember scientific ideas, and they'll hear kids, you know, reciting the water cycle boogie as they're taking a test to remember the water cycle, or sun, soil, water, air, just different lyrics to help them remember things.
Natalie, what are your thoughts on this subject?
I can definitely see how the environmental movement has been very effective. And, you know, talking to Larry here, who was in on the early stages of it, obviously we've seen that really take off in our society and a lot of people. But my concern actually is that a lot of the modern environmental movement is really misguided and in some ways can cause more harm than good, because it's based on the faulty premise that Earth needs us to save it from itself, when in reality, God's the one that created the world, and he put us here to use the resources for good causes, and God is ultimately the one who's sustaining it.
Our message is mostly about appreciating our Earth and the beauty of it. So we have a very positive message. We're not trying to scare kids. I think the most thing we're trying to do is saying the environment is a beautiful place. It's fun. Wow. You know, we sing about trees. You know, we try to get kids to appreciate our Earth and the beauty in it. So we don't concentrate too much on making kids feel guilty or feeling bad about what's going on, but we do try to get them to be an active participant and recycle and to go hiking and to appreciate a spider web in the early morning sunlight or the giant beauty of a old redwood tree. That's what I think we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's definitely something that is so easy to miss in our fast-paced culture. So there's a lot to be said for appreciating the creation. And then ultimately, you know, in my belief, then that should direct us back to the Creator and appreciating the Creator and what we've been given here, and then taking responsibility and using those resources in a wise way to accomplish good.
With the banana slug stuff, it's wonderful stuff. And I think that it teaches children that these are the things about the planet that you should be aware of. And these are the things that make the planet run, and this is what you can do to keep that going?
Yeah, we're not at all about guilt or negativity at all, or the policies of the government. You know, we're talking with kids that are very young. You know, my thing is, during our show, which is totally focused on earth science and natural sciences, if we can get kids to laugh, I think that's one of the greatest things. If they're laughing because Mr. Dirt the Puppet is out there teaching about the dirt made your lunch, I think they'll have a deep remembrance and a deep learning, because now they're connecting something that feels really good, laughing, to something they're learning. So that's our focus. It's about learning, about appreciation, about caring for our Earth.
Have you found that your focus has changed over time? Have things changed up a little bit since the whole going green thing has become a focus in our society?
Well, not for us, because every day is Earth Day. So we've been doing these shows for 25 years. The only thing that's changed for us is some of the songs, because we've written, we have 10 CDs out now. So we've have a lot of new material, and we focus our shows depending on the needs of the audience, whether some people want us to do a show just about oceans or just a show about gardening or animals. So our shows have changed in content, but the themes are the same. Our idea is to engage kids, and when we do that, then they can learn with us, because we're learning also.
Now, our listeners don't really have much of an idea, unless they've been to one of your concerts, what you mean by engaging them. And this is the Music and Learning Channel, so we would like you to tell them how you get them engaged through, you know, getting them up and moving, singing at call and response, the repetition of the song, and how all of those things help them to learn.
Right from the beginning of our live concert, we engage with audience participation. So our first song, it'll be a sing-along. It might be an introductory song like Say Hi, which is just getting everybody to say hi to each other, or an introductory song like Ecology, where they sing back the letters ECOLOGY. Each song has a character. We have like people dressing up. One of us will dress up as a penguin or a water drop to teach about the water cycle boogie, or a penguin would teach about penguins in the penguin parade. So there's funny costumes we're dressing in. We get the teachers or adults to dress up and as a sea star, perhaps, as we sing about the tide pools. We get kids up dancing in the tide pool boogie. We bring kids on stage to be trees in our song, I'm a Tree. So there's, when the young audience sees children on stage, just breaks the gap between the performer and the audience. And that's also what we're trying to do, break the gap.
Wonderful. Natalie, before Larry goes away, do you have any closing comments?
Oh, yeah, it sounds really fun. And yeah, I've been involved in leading a lot of different school assemblies over the years, too. So I can totally appreciate getting the kids involved and engaged and helping educate them on important issues. And, you know, just the thing that I always go back to is realizing we all come to the table and to the assemblies, whatever, with certain fundamental presuppositions about the world and how the world runs. And that's what, you know, we're hoping to communicate to the children through the presentations, and that they take it away and that that makes a difference in their lives. You know, obviously we have a little different view on how we do that, but it's great to be involved in education and training up the next generation.
Yes, it is. So we're just about at the end, Larry. Can you take this last moment and tell our listeners how they can use music to teach children about our planet?
Well, you can use music by singing songs to your children, even simple songs. Kids don't care what you sound like or if you play an instrument. Or you can use our music or other people's music to teach. But we have 10 CDs out. You can go to our webpage, bananaslugstringband.com. Look at about all our music. We're coming out with a new CD in a couple months, all about the oceans, called Only One Ocean, which is a really exciting project for us. A lot of people playing with us on the album, guests that people have heard of. And so please use our music, come to our concert, go see live music, and get out in nature and take a walk in the woods, or watch an ant crawling to its home, or butterfly on a flower. And you can find the Banana Slugs, like I said, on our web, bananaslugstringband.com, or on Facebook. We've entered the cyber age, so we're on Facebook also, and we'd love to hear from all you out there, and hope we see you somewhere as we travel the countryside.
Yeah, and you guys also send out free songs, too, once in a while, so it's very nice.
Every month, we send out a free download of one of our songs.
Yep, that's a very nice thing to do. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here, both of you. And for more information on the subject or to comment, please click on the forum button at the bottom of the interview. Bye for now. You've been listening to Music and Learning with Marianne Harmon. Thanks for listening.
This program is produced by Jack Street Media and is part of the Affiliate Nanocasting Network. Thanks for listening.